Exercise 3, page 65.
My name is Jane, and I'm here to tell you how I became addicted to sleeping pills. My problem began after I lost my job a few years ago. That alone was very stressful. I lay awake a lot, worrying about whether or not I could find work and support my family. But around the same time, I fell down the stairs and suffered a shoulder injury that left me in a lot of pain. I found I just couldn't get comfortable in bed, so I went to my doctor. She gave me sleeping pills to use until the pain went away. They worked well, although I often felt less alert through the day because of them. It seemed like a small price to pay for a good night's sleep. I took them every night for about 6 months, and if the pain was particularly bad, I'd take 2 pills instead of one. If I woke up in the middle of the night, I'd take another. I know now that my behaviour was very dangerous. Sleeping pills should only ever be taken just before bed, and you should never take more than you're told to. I soon found another job, and my shoulder injury healed fine. But when I tried to give up the pills, I found I couldn't get to sleep without them. In fact, I found it harder than ever to go to sleep. I would just lie awake for hours. Then in the morning, I would have no energy. I was getting so little sleep that I overreacted to things that people said and did in the daytime, so it really affected my relationships with my colleagues. I started to suffer from anxiety and depression too, which is quite common after people stop using sleeping pills. You see, they are both physically and psychologically addictive, and the more your body and mind rely on them, the more your body and mind suffer when you give them up. It took me 3 or 4 attempts to give up the pills over 6 months, and I had some very negative moments. One of the things that really helped was tiring myself out in the day through long gym sessions. I advise anyone who gets addicted to sleeping pills to work out as much as possible while they try to break the habit. I'm also campaigning to raise awareness of sleeping pill addiction and to persuade the medical profession to provide them only to people who can't sleep at all due to a very traumatic experience. They should only ever be a temporary measure. It's far better to examine the root causes of your inability to sleep and to see a therapist if necessary, than to treat the insomnia with pills for any length of time.